Yesterday, we started the transition of our focus from leading ourselves to leading others. And we started with one of the most fundamental building blocks of leadership, the ability to influence. It's important to distinguish between influencing others and manipulating them. To manipulate is to lie and deceive someone for your own self-interest. You're misleading a person to achieve an outcome that benefits only or mostly you. To influence people is to bring them together and lead them toward a common goal. Usually this means appealing to their best interest rather than your own. It's about connection. It's about humility. It's about so much more than just identifying a goal and trying to sell others on our ideas. Influence isn't quick, but it is easy. Influence is easy when we approach it with a growth mindset and an open heart. Influence isn't the 8th step in a 9-step plan. It's step number 1. Influence isn't something that comes later. It starts now. Less, it won't be there when we need it most. That's because influence, real influence, leadership without authority is built on the back of I'm for you and you're for me. We win together. We lose together. It's slow, it's important, and it's so rewarding. I'm Creighton Dent, and this is the Campus Leader Podcast. Leading without authority requires others to trust you. For others to trust you, you must first trust yourself. It's why we dedicated a whole week to the subject of self-confidence. Projecting confidence will encourage others to support your decision-making. If you're running an event and panicking at every turn, your volunteers will feel uneasy about supporting your choices. Also, your confidence has to be well-founded. If you have a reputation as a thoughtful, nuanced, critical thinker, people will hear you out when you propose a new idea. So, we can't come at people from out of left field. We have to seize our opportunities to lend help where we can help, where we have expertise or recognized strength. And in my experience, successfully leading without authority requires us to meet people where they are. If you're asking for their support, you have to show that you have their best interest at heart. This means listening to their needs, understanding their point of view, and responding. Proposing solutions to problems that matter to them. Sometimes this is framed as responsive leadership. In some ways, cultivating influence is like being a politician. You have to build relationships and show people you're worth their trust. Then, instead of supporting you through votes, they can help you in other ways. They may support your ideas, talk you up to management, or defer to you for decision making. Leading without direct authority requires tact. You'll have to watch out for intra-office politics and let your clout grow organically. Here are three ways to influence without stepping on toes. Number one, adapt to other people's work styles. Everyone works differently. Some like to brainstorm for a long time before committing to a podcast idea. Others, they're more decisive. They'll respect you as an emerging leader if you let them play to their strengths. Number two, help when you can. Leadership is about helping others. Stay up late with your colleagues, take on the extra work, or help them out of a bind. This shows you have their best interest at heart and you could do even more for them with more power. Number three, spread positivity. People like to feel good. If you regularly give kudos, look at the bright side, and approach every situation with a growth mindset, people will gravitate towards your good attitude. And if you can apply those lessons to the right people, you'll quickly grow in your influence. In fact, that is where our assignment starts today. Building relationships with the right people. I asked you yesterday to make a list of people you have built capital with, colleagues you've befriended, stakeholders you've impressed, team members you can trust and you know trust you. And I asked you to identify a couple people on campus who might not quite make the list today, and they are people you want to get to know better. Relationships you want to nourish, campus leaders who with the right influence may align with and support your interest. It's time we ask these people to grab a coffee in person or set up a video chat if you're working remotely. Don't be weird about it either. Be real about it. A line I've always used is, I'm trying to be more intentional about taking breaks in the day, and I find I'm better at it when I've committed to taking a break with someone else. Can I interest you in taking 15 minutes with me tomorrow afternoon? And then, when they say yes, and you're there having coffee, or you're there with them on Zoom, use the responsive leader tactics we discussed. Ask them about what they're working on. Be genuinely interested. Where they're stressed or frustrated, express empathy. Find out what their unmet needs are and ask more questions to understand why they feel that way. Understand their point of view. Then ask how you can help. If you're lucky, you'll walk away with an opportunity to use your strengths to help someone else and increase your leadership quotient at the same time. If you're even luckier, you'll find yourself in the presence of another leader who will turn the conversation around on you. They'll want to learn about what you're working on and how they can help you. You may get more out of this coffee break than you anticipated. At the end of the day, learning to lead without authority and building influence can help you make positive changes on campus, starting with your little corner and gradually, eventually, beyond. It requires you to listen to others, adapt to their needs, and lend them a hand. In exchange, they'll give you their trust and support your moves. And through this process, you may surprise yourself. It's your chance to grow into a better person and use your abilities meaningfully. And that is something you can feel good about. I'm Creighton Dent. I see the leader in you. This week, let that leader shine through. Join us tomorrow for another featured Leader Friday on the Campus Leader Podcast.